Good evening, and welcome to our Thursday, November 5th meeting of the Joint Powers Group. And let the record show that the City Council is all present. We have a few missing over here.
Cayucas is missing Bud McHale, who will be here in about 10 minutes. Hal Phones is out of town, and Michael Foster is out of town.
Vote on this project tonight, aware that this is an extraordinary Native American burial area. The different reasons that just be. So whatever the archaeological report has produced, I would like to just make you aware that what it is and where this project is proposed to be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Mr. Birch, are you referring to the move to over the RV park? Is the part that's sensitive not where it currently is?
There has been burials all throughout within probably a 1/8 of a mile around at least Liza Kaiser Park, that burials and this is not just an isolated burial. There are huge fields that these burials are lying in. So it's pretty extraordinary.
Mr. Birch, are you planning on submitting comments along those lines?
Do you need it in writing? I'm submitting something right now.
Okay, well, I would
And I did talk to the archaeologist and informed them about it. They were completely unaware that they were, this trips me out, they were having problems trying to find data and information on the area. They have gone to the Santa Barbara information warehouse, which all the information there's about 5 years behind loading it into their output process. I know that there has been archaeological studies due to the bike trail that goes along and through there. There has been a number of projects that have surrounded the sewer treatment plant for a number of years now, and they're just not loaded into the computer down at the warehouse, the information center. So I tried to send them down different roads so they would be able to get the proper data that they were hired to do so.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? Okay.
Good evening, Bill Martini. Yeah, I'd like to follow up on that a little bit, and that's when PG&E was built. Massive amounts of Indian artifacts and, like you say, you know, burial ground, and that is well documented. In fact, the local person would be, I think it's Frank Brebs, has a giant collection, you know. So, yeah, that area is very, very sensitive. And the main thing, though, I was going to talk about was as far as Cambria. Cambria, and I've talked about recycling the water, Bob Stallers here tonight, as far as city for years, and has been talking personally, and he'll probably speak on it also, as far as needing the water up the valley. The valley is very, very short on water. Right now, some farmers or growers are trucking. So it's something that you have to keep in mind. And when you're talking 750,000 dollars per mile to put in a plastic pipeline, I think there's a way to get that figure way, way down. And again, the PG&E line does go up to the top above the avocados. You get the permission, you can gravity feed down to the farmers and recycle the water. So outside of the other issue of building on some of your prime commercial Morro Bay property, if you're going to build a new plant, to still keep in mind that there's other locations that would be less tourist-oriented. I mean, that's the future of where I believe it was Westpac when they had the proposal for the power plant and their green university. That encompassed it, and I heard comments that that's going to totally upset their apple cart as far as redoing the sewer plant and that floodplain in that area, because part of their overall plan includes that area. So if there's any chance of relocating it elsewhere, it would definitely make sense because of the value of that oceanfront, but also the main thing to keep in mind is water is critical. Water is going to be like gold. It is now, and the farmers desperately need it, and it would be a closed cycle, and it would just be a win-win. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Gary Pierce, the other lead for the Salina Tribe, and I was born here in this town, and I knew all about those barrels. That's actually a cemetery over there. That's not just an Indian village, and that's what we're concerned about. That's a huge cemetery all along the creek. I knew the Whitlocks that lived there before, and they dug up all kinds of bodies, basically. I'm worried about the archaeologists coming from out of the area that don't know anything about this place. Mr. Birch mentioned that. And I guess all I can say is we're very concerned about that site. Okay. Extremely concerned.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Robert Stoller. I'm the managing partner of the Morro Creek Ranch. I'm representing a number of growers up the Morro Creek Valley that have in the upwards of probably 30,000 avocado trees planted. I think they're doing a pretty good job for us, sucking in all this carbon dioxide and generating all this wonderful oxygen that we enjoy. But more important, I think that having had experience in land reclamation and water reclamation, we have a wonderful opportunity in the matter of water reclamation to go ahead and take a resource that's becoming ever more valuable and rare and capitalizing on its importance, not just in agriculture, but in terms of the towns along the coast here that can avail themselves to all the future agricultural development that I don't think it needs. If we're going to have global warming, it'll raise on its own. But whether or not we have a better and higher use for this resource has to be certainly studied very carefully, and I hope the EIR and the Coastal Commission will pick up on the importance of building that into their program, that this water should be, in a sense, reclaimed to a point where we can go ahead and use it to our best advantage and capitalize on a very, very important, valuable resource. Thank you. Keep that under consideration.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, yes. Could I remind the speakers, there's a sign-in slip over there. If you could sign in when you speak, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Doug Clausen, manager of Morro Dunes, and one of the owners. Again, not a broken record, but my two biggest concerns are, you know, if and how much property, and the biggest one is the smell. Today they were stirring up the compost. I know it's a useful thing, but the wind was ripe for the smell today. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for public comment? Okay, thank you. We'll close that and bring it back to the board. The EIR is the time to send your add your written comments to the review, so that is something that we would appreciate your doing, and certainly we will be looking at all of those things. That's what this period is for, to look at all those issues. So, Noah, did you have something?
And just for your information, that comment period closes on the 11th or the 10th, is it?
No.
For the notice of preparation.
Right, the notice of preparation. The environmental document hasn't even been put out yet. So that's forthcoming in about 4 or 5 months. Then folks can read the cultural resources report and those analyses and provide us comments and suggestions if we've overlooked anything or think something needed more attention in the analysis.
But as far as introducing these concerns into the realm of the EIR, if there's something specific, would you suggest that the notice of preparation comment period should be looked at?
Well, this is the second notice of preparation, so we've already conducted one of those, and this is really what they call scoping, to really kind of gauge the direction of the analysis. And for purposes of this discussion, the only change in the previous notice of preparation and scoping analysis is to move the plant slightly southward. So we welcome and encourage any comments on it, you know, in terms of suggestions for the environmental analysis, but the focus hasn't really changed that much, actually, because we've just slightly shifted the project southward.
And if someone would like to submit comments to that process, that the NOP closes.
They can do both. They can suggest that the analysis ought to go in this general direction or maybe address these things. And then actually when the analysis does come out, they can deliver more articulate direction based upon what they're reviewing for what they may, you know, have, if they have any suggestions or see any shortcomings.
Yeah, and the NOP closes the notice
November
preparation.
11th, I believe.
I think it is the 11th. Let me double-check that.
On the line, we would like to reclaim the water. Right now, it's not on the table simply because of the cost. Betty, did you
I'm sorry, I really can't. Yes. I don't think we can say that because that hasn't been analyzed. Yes. So certainly we have agreed not to look at that now, but I don't think we can say because of cost, because the cost it wasn't analyzed.
Well, the cost was the exact reason why we didn't do it.
Yeah, the purple pipe we had quotes on, and the cost of the water itself was somewhat prohibitive, but maybe not quite as much now as it was. But in discussions I had with the city attorney prior to all this, because I'm a real fan of reclamation, I think we do need a higher use than sending water into the ocean that's cleaner than the water that's in the ocean. I don't know if it's possible or a feasible thing to do, but if certain farmers want this to come to fruition, then why don't they contract to pay some of that piping and we'll give them a break on the water? And if they're really serious about wanting to do this, that's probably the only way we're going to be able to help them, because the city is not going to be able to take the brunt of this expense on. We just can't do it. But maybe we can be creative and work with the people that want the water and share some costs.
Yeah, we'll have the water. It's just transporting it.
Well, it's both, because reclimating the water, there's an expense to that too.
Yeah, and we have heard from the farming community that they are very interested in having that discussion. And I guess my interest and hope is that as part of this EIR, we will evaluate some alternative options that could potentially bring reclamation to us in a more prompt timeline or a more affordable project. And I hope that those alternative options will at least be considered as part of the timeline or part of the EIR, because my concern is as we get into this conversation with the Coastal Commission, they're going to be aware of these alternative options that have not been looked at, and we're going to be setting ourselves up for a waste of resources and time when they ask us, why have you not evaluated these options? They look like there's potential there.
I think what we have to look at first is legalities with our city attorney and find out if this is even a legal thing that we can do a partnership like that. And then if it's deemed that it is, then we need to find the cost and then meet with them and see if they're willing to consider that.
Yeah. And as far as I'm aware, in conversations with staff, I'm being assured that this will be part of the EIR process and evaluations of some other alternatives for sites and even treatment methods will be included. So if we feel comfortable with that, then I'm planning on pursuing encouraging us to continue to fold in as many other alternative options as possible, so again, we aren't set up for failure at the Coastal Commission review.
Well, and I would remind everyone that the project that we did agree on has the option of reclamation if and when we have the finances to fund it. So that was all.
They were imparted to our ranch, and we were kind of having a general discussion as to the relative value of land that is irrigated compared to the range land around over here, and the tax base that the county and the area would generate, and the difference between the irrigated cropland and orchard land as compared to the cropland that is lays fallow for most of the year for cattle grazing, and the benefits would be considerable in tax year, a matter of collecting taxes that are assessed on the, I would say, the income stream, just on the basis of the Williamson Act alone, putting land in a land conservation easement. It remains in agriculture and still is actually generating that much more money to the county and all the other attending things that are on the county. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Would you like to announce that you now have a quorum?
Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay. I'd like to announce that we now have a quorum. Bud was able to get here. Thank you, Bud, for being able to make it.
Thank you, and my apologies.
All right.
Also, I do want to announce that we are pulling items B2 and B3, which were the audit report and statement of net assets, because our auditor was unable to be here. It is all in progress, but can't happen tonight. So that will shorten our meeting considerably. We did have a tech meeting. Rick, did you want to make a report on that, or... There was one recommendation when we got to the appraisals. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Okay, well, we did meet yesterday at 12 o'clock at the Public Services Conference Room. Dylan Wade, Bruce Ambo, a lot of engineers, a lot of lawyers, Janice and myself, Andrea, Christine, Bruce. There was no public comment. We did talk about the report on the current status of the EIR and the design process for the wastewater treatment plant. Upgrade, and it looks like we'll have our bids in by mid-January. Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong, by mid-January, and recommendation for award. Thank you, Bruce. And that process would probably take a year. Then we talked about appraisals and the number of lots that are jointly owned and owned by the city. We have five, three that are jointly owned. And we talked about who we would like to do those appraisals, who we've had good relations with in the past that have done good jobs. And I think that was Reeder we talked about. Mm-hmm. And then the other probably biggest thing was the discussion of a project manager for this design and construction phase of the project. We're concerned that we really don't have both the time and the expertise on board to be the ultimate decision maker, the project manager on this. So we discussed what possible term limit that might be, and it really ran the gamut anywhere from a year to 4 years, probably toward the higher end, and then discussed whether that would be a part-time or full-time position, which that decision hasn't yet been made. And it seemed that the feeling was that this was probably a real good thing to do. This is a $25 million project that we're entering into, and it needs to be done right, and it needs to have the right people at the top that are directing what's going on. So that's really the gist of what we did. If you have anything to add, feel free.
Just that we would put that on the agenda for discussion, the idea of a project manager. It was something that came up in ours. Okay.
Actually, so is Reeder the suggestion from the committee?
Yes. Okay. Did anyone want to pull anything on the consent calendar?
I'd like to pull A3 and A4.
Okay.
Brief report on A3 and A4.
Okay. All right. Then, Morro Bay, can I hear a motion approving items 1, 2, and 5 on the consent calendar?
I move approval of 1, 2, and 5.
Okay. Any good discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Cayucas?
Cayucas, same motion.
Same motion from Cayucas.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay, item A3. This is the status report on the design process for the upgrade process. And did you have specific questions, or you want Bruce to review the report?
You can go ahead and review it, Bruce, and I just have a couple of questions to follow up.
Yeah, the as you know, we public noticed an RFP for design services on October 1st of this year. We received 5 proposals this afternoon from well-respected engineering firms. I think we got a good group of people that proposed. We will be passing out those proposals to various members of city and district staff for evaluation and then the interview process. And we would hope to bring back an award of contract for design services probably in mid to late January. Okay. And I'll open it up for questions at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, I was curious to know, will the board see the full list of proposers beyond just the 3 that are selected?
I'm certain you can find out which firms proposed on the project, but I don't think we're going to be passing out the specific proposals to the council and the district board. I think what we'll do is do an internal review and then come back with a recommendation for award based on that review.
Okay, but at one point we would be able to see which firms actually did propose at the very least, just a list of which companies were listed.
Yeah, that's no problem. I can put that together for you.
Okay, Robert?
Okay, Bruce, in your report, I just wanted you to repeat that regarding the schedule that you'd noted here that we would be able to stay well ahead of schedule.
Yeah, I think the schedule actually calls for issuing the RFP in May, the end of May of next year, with an award of contract by September, the end of September 2010. So I think this will keep us ahead of schedule, and the more we can do up front, the better, because you know you never know what curveball may come down the pike.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay, any other comments on that one? Someone want to move approval of A3? Okay, I'll move approval of A3.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Cayucas.
Cayucas, approval of A3.
I move for approval of A3.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, and then we're item A4, which is the status report on the environmental review process. And this is Bruce Zambo. Did you want to report on that, Noah, or was there a discussion item?
Yeah, I think the basic, well, I'll cover it for Bruce, is that based on the action that the district board and the council took at the September 8th JPA meeting, which gave staff the approval to look at moving the treatment plant slightly south into the sludge drying beds and potentially the area in the trailer park. The environmental consultant and the city released a revised notice of preparation, and Bruce touched on it a little bit earlier that it's basically a document that goes out that people can comment on that has a basic project description and will help shape the analysis that's going to be conducted in the IR. The comments for the revised NOP are due next week, actually on November 11th. The revised NOP is available on the city website if people want to look at it. So the original and the revised NOP are available for public review there. Following the receipt of comments, my understanding is that we have to respond to those comments, and those comments help shape the environmental document that will be released for public review. And Bruce is saying sometimes in the 4 to 5 month period, we should have that document on the streets. And again, at that time, you can comment again on any issues I think that people have concerns on. So that kind of wraps up where we are there. And by getting the design process a little bit ahead of schedule, we should have a design engineer or design team on board to interface with the environmental team so that both our design team can help structure the environmental document as well and make sure that we're not painting ourselves into a corner.
Okay. Betty, have a question?
The comments that were made tonight, that they were oral comments, are still considered legally submitted comments to the NOP?
Absolutely. We'll,
those will go on the record, and we'll address those. I have to tell you, that's not a lot of new news. We already had done that. We're going to do another record search, and we'll certainly pass that information along to the archaeologists.
And those are the comments that will be addressed as well, because even though
those
they're
will
oral.
Be considered yeah. in the scoping analysis, but and we were already doing that
yeah.
analysis.
Right. But because when people submit comments in writing, then you have to answer their specific questions.
We will address them. You may be getting confused with an official response to comments when the actual document
So you don't have to officially.
We're going to do both.
Okay.
We're going to do both. But
I think that was my question. Do you do a written response to comments now or only later?
Later, we'll do a formal written response. But in answer to this question, I know we're doing an archaeological study, and mm-hmm. I know we're going to do a record search,
mm-hmm.
and I know that that's part of the analysis. So, yes, comments noted, and we're doing that.
That's great. Thank you.
And how will the board be made aware of the comments that are submitted?
They're attached to the document. You'll have the response to comments in the final EIR.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we'll note where the changes are made, where we've modified text or changed the analysis, or noted those comments and made revisions. And that's part of the process.
Great.
Any more over here?
Thanks for the review, Bruce.
Any other questions here? Okay, Robert.
Any other questions?
No. All right. May I hear a motion approving A4?
Move to approve A4.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
None. I'll move to approve A4 for Cayucas.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Item B1 is the approval of the proposal for real property appraisal and authorization for staff to negotiate and enter into an agreement for the appraisal services. And this is Rob Schultz.
Good evening, Council and Board. Rob Schultz, City Attorney for City of Morro Bay. Pursuant to your direction, my office went out and requested proposals from 6 real estate appraisals in the area that either the city had used or Cayucas had used. Requesting the appraisal of 5 pieces of property that are either jointly owned by both the city and the district or city owned. We received 4 proposals back. Those are included in your package. The TAC meeting reviewed those 4 proposals. They're all very highly qualified and have been used by the city in the past to do various appraisals. But the TAC committee did recommend, obviously, the lowest priced one, which is the Reeder firm, and recommend that we go ahead and hire them and negotiate a contract. The TAC committee, though, decided, and staff certainly agrees with that, for the time being, there seems to be only 3 properties we really need to do the appraisal at this time, and that's the where the wastewater treatment plant sits, the city yard, and then the jointly owned cement plant. There's really no reason to do the jointly owned property on the RV park or the city-owned just city RV park at this time. We might have to come back to you and ask for that to be done at a later date if, in fact, it shows that the project is going to go on to that piece of property. But for the time being, and the direction is to stay away from the RV park, it's those 3 properties that I think we need to look at and have appraised. And so that's our recommendation is to negotiate a contract for them. I'm not sure. I can't remember if the tax set an amount not to exceed, so you can discuss that. So.
Well, we were looking at their total amount and figuring it, dividing it by 5.
Yeah. So. Not to exceed $10,000, although it should be cheaper because we'd only be doing 3 instead of all 5 of them.
I have a question, please.
Okay.
Could you just reference what you said on the map so we know which 3 you're looking at or that the TAC recommended appraising and which
where
2
the,
not?
Where the wastewater treatment plant sits.
Okay. So according to this, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't have mine right in front of me. Do you, Bruce, or someone?
You can't see the one that's in the packet.
Here's one. Does that work? Maybe put it on the overhead.
I It's where the wastewater treatment plant property sits, where the city yard property sits, and also our desal, and then the cement factory. It would not include, and that doesn't really come out, it would not include the corner of the RV park, which is jointly owned 60-40, or the triangle piece that we recently received from Giant Dynegy. We would not get that appraised at this point in time.
So the rectangle part in front is the one that's jointly owned?
Here we go. We got this in focus. That might help, too.
And then this is the triangle here? There you go.
He's using this.
Oh, okay.
Upside down.
Those show the three pieces of property right there, where the wastewater treatment plant is, where the corporate yard maintenance yard is, which is kind of a L-shaped piece of property, and then the cement factories above it. It won't include any of the RV park, won't be appraised at this time, whether it's jointly owned or separately owned.
And I don't understand that, because the whole point was to move the plant into the RV park.
We've been told specifically to keep it off the RV park.
But that's what our vote was on September 8th or 3rd or whatever.
To move it into the RV park? I mean, you guys, I wasn't there, but that's not what I understood the vote was to keep it off the RV park. So I'll stay out of that discussion.
But don't go too far.
Wasn't it the storage area that we talked about? Yeah, right. The storage area, not the park itself.
In the minutes.
That was just the study area.
Yeah.
This is the appraisal area.
Right.
Well, the minutes are very loosely. The motion says Janice Pierce made a motion to define the project as box indicated here and proceed with the EIR, but that doesn't, here doesn't give you any kind of description of what we're talking about, and there's no map included with the minutes, so I'm not sure that the minutes are sufficient then.
Can I just...
So this was the box.
The box does include part of that RV park and storage.
Yeah.
But the actual, where the first design was set out, at least for the time being, is not on the RV park, and I think the specific request was to not be on that RV park if not necessary. So for the time being, we wouldn't get that appraised, and we'd come back later. If the board and the council want to, we certainly could get them all appraised at this time.
And would you remind me, why are we appraising the concrete plant?
Because if it does incorporate into the city yard that's already separately owned, there's going to have to be some lot line adjustments or evaluation of properties. It's also from staff standpoint, at least from the cities, I'm not going to speak for the board, but that our ultimate goal would be that we have only jointly owned property that is being used for a wastewater treatment plant. There really is not a purpose that we can see why we should jointly own property that's not being used for wastewater treatment plant purposes. It's just it makes things complicated on lease issues or for future needs. So if you have it appraised, it might be that we might be negotiating either the sale or the purchase, whichever way is best for the city and whichever way is way for the board. So you have to know what the appraised value of the cement factory is.
Hey, Mr. Schultz, as far as the scope of the appraisal, we talked a little earlier about the idea that the appraisal can give us an idea about the value of that property as a water treatment plant, but also the value of that property if it were used for its highest use, commercial, visitor serving, or whatever. That's
something we can look into.
I would really appreciate that. The other question that I think might be more complex, but I'm interested to know, between those two scenarios, how that would affect the surrounding land values as well. I don't need to know specifics, but I think for the board to really get an accurate picture of the true financial impacts of placing the site as we have voted to do so, to understand what that means for the surrounding property values and ultimately the long-term value of the of the whole land there.
I'm not sure how that is incorporated into it, but the appraisal can look at all sorts of different mechanisms. And so what I want the staff has to make certain is we're comparing apples to apples for all the properties. You couldn't do the highest best use for the wastewater treatment plant, not for the cement or the city yard. So we'll just have to sit down with the appraiser and figure that out so that it's we're getting apples to apples on all the property and know what it's valued at, so that if we do have to start figuring out what the square footage is to do lot line adjustments, we know how we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. And so we could, the scope could be including alternative uses where there would not be a water treatment plant in that location, and to see actually what would happen with, or what could happen with the surrounding property values and the return to us.
I don't know. I mean that's a question for the appraiser, how they're going to do the appraisal and after staff talks with them. So I'm not sure. I mean, for the amount of money, he's not going to do incredible studies on whether it's a hotel, how much revenue that is, or whether it's an amusement park. He's not going to do all of those different type of uses.
The scenarios. Definitely not, but I would like to see something general from them that they feel gives us at least a gauge about the impacts to the location there, whether it's the sewage treatment plant sited there or not. That would be very interesting to me.
I think that's somewhat of a different study you're looking for.
I was just going to say, I don't think that's in the scope of work that we put out. So if we want that, we need to make a motion and change it. Is that right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure how that... Yeah, and we'd have to go back to every one of the appraisals, because going into all those different types of uses and what it would do to surrounding properties if you're changing it, which you're basically, you're trying to focus the study on at an alternative use for that property, and that's not what this was for. It was to value the property so we know if, in fact, it is encroaching this plant on the city property, what's the compensation from the board or vice versa. That's what basically this study is for.
Yeah, and
to determine, you know, what the income would be from a different project altogether.
Yeah, and I guess it's just something I would really appreciate being able to see to help weigh the value of the project. And if we do look at alternative options, as it seems like we may, for site location as part of our review and analysis, then I would like to be able to have some general numbers to be able to fold into that equation to understand the return for the city.
Well, that's for you guys to discuss, not for me.
So we, if you want that, you need to make a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have some input on that, Rick?
Well, I just kind of like to take care of the motion that we're supposed to be talking about right now, and that's the proposals for the approval of proposals for the properties. I'm of the opinion that I think this is a good time to go ahead and do all five. I don't know what the opposition is to not doing all five, just doing three. Don't understand that. But with all this stuff that's going on and all this movement, and we're not finished with it yet, I think that it'd be a good time to go ahead and do all five appraisals.
Well, and I would say in response to your idea, Noah, that what we're looking at really is what is the current value of the property. We're not looking at a potential value, because what we're looking is comparison for lot line adjustments if this project goes forward.
Yeah.
We're not really analyzing what the property could be. That's something for the EIR, perhaps. You know, is this the best use of the property? But for the appraisal purpose, we're just looking at what's the value of these properties now as they sit if we have to do a lot line adjustment for the project. So I don't think that's something we want to ask the appraiser to go into at this point. If the EIR comes back and says, hey, you're not doing the best use of the property, then that brings on a whole different situation. But for now, I don't think that's what we're looking for.
And I understand that. I guess I'm expressing my interest in actually seeing that alternative analysis so we can actually weigh the value and understand the difference of return that the city might be looking at with an alternative use situation. So.
Okay.
My intent is not to say that I want to force fit that into this item, but it seemed like a related issue and topic. And I know personally from talking with a lot of residents, this is something that there's a concern out there that we're missing a major part of the equation about what the actual cost of the project in the current location is.
Okay.
So I'm open to suggestions from the rest of the board about how if there's any ideas about how we could include that analysis sometime down the road, or
do our best effort to do so.
If I might comment, to take Mr. Grantham's and Mr. Smuckler's comments into consideration, it seems to me when you hire someone to do an appraisal, if you do multiple things now, like if we want to do all five, it's cheaper to have it done now than to come back later and get the next two done or to get the alternative kind of appraisal done as well. It seems like you'd want all that done at once because it's cheaper. So if we want five done, now's the time to do it. And if we want them to look at two different kinds of value, probably now is the cheaper time to do it.
Well, I guess then you'd have to form a motion on that because I don't know how you could, what value you would want to give to it. I mean, that's such a wide open situation. If the EIR comes back and says, hey, we really think that the best use of this property is residential, you know, that's something else again. Then you go and appraise it for that. But to say now, okay, we want to know if it's better as a hotel or an RV park residential, what, how do you limit it? It doesn't.
Yeah, it's complicated. That's why I was asking Mr. Schultz what he thought would be a method to get some sort of general information along those lines. And it does seem like visitor serving commercial is most likely the main use that would be placed there. But go ahead, Mr. Ambo.
Madam Chair and commissioners and district members, I'm not sure if this will help, but I'm pretty sure that the area directly south of the plant is zoned industrial, and then the piece that's visitor-serving commercial is actually to the left, to the west. So I think they're probably in the appraisal going to look at uses allowed within that industrial zoning and general plan classification. So I don't know if that helps. If you're suggesting to maybe look at a different zoning and general plan classification, that's a whole, it's another speculative direction and literally requires an LCP amendment too. So it may be easier to stay within the scope of the analysis that's there right now in terms of the existing zoning and general plan classification. I'm pretty sure that whole area has the same industrial classification.
And that's obviously where the sewage treatment plant is proposed.
And this, the area south within the box.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the west, that's right. I think that's visitor-serving commercial. But we're not contemplating anything over there, I believe.
Isn't that one of the properties we're getting appraised?
No.
So if we do what Mr. Grantham wants and appraise all five, then we would find that information out.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Cayucas?
I think that pretty well covers it. If Noah wants to discuss with the city all kinds of alternatives for that property and changing the zoning, then I think that belongs on the Morro Bay City Council agenda. Having said that, I think what we're looking at, staff recommendation was to evaluate these appraisals, following Rick's lead with the TAC committee here and saying that we should pick Reader and do all five and be done with it, and then we know how we can get through this project, which is what we're really trying to do.
That was what came out of the TAC committee yesterday. Right. Absolutely. It was.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought the TAC committee said just do three properties rather than five.
It was left open for discussion, but basically we talked about doing all five so that it would be in the file and we would have it so that future discussions we would have that knowledge. And we agreed at the time that we would authorize the district and the city staff to negotiate the contract with Reader, yeah, and with an amount not to exceed $10,000, and authorize the city manager and the district manager to execute the contract. That's what we agreed yesterday. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Well, we talked about three. I think we've had the benefit of 24 hours to sleep on it. And, you know, we're lucky in that respect. So I was kind of wavering on the three to five, but today I feel strongly after thinking about it that, like I said, because of the potential movement, we don't want to put off. If we find out we have to do something, then we have to wait for another appraisal.
Yeah,
that just delays it more.
No.
This is the right time to do it.
Absolutely.
Shirley, would you like to make that a motion that...
We don't have a motion on the floor?
No, you could make one and then we move.
I move that we authorize the district and the city staff to negotiate a contract and scope of work in an amount not to exceed $10,000 with Reeder, Gilman, and Million, and authorize the city manager and district manager to execute the contract.
Okay, did you include the five parcels in that statement?
No, I'm sorry.
Let's go ahead and put that in parcels. So it's clear. Thank you.
As outlined in the report.
All right.
I would like to second Shirley's motion.
Okay. Any other discussion? Does Morbay want to add some discussion there? Are we okay?
I'm just curious why this one bid was so much lower than the others. Did you talk about that? Most of them were around in 20 or higher, and this was...
Actually, there was one at 15,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over the map, and when we looked at Reeder, it just seemed that he was... There was one for 22 to 28, one for 20, one for 15, and Reeder was at 10,000, 5 to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd had experience with them before, mm-hmm. and we felt very confident that they would do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, and it could have been that we've had previous experience with them.
Right.
We're getting a frequent flyer rate, maybe.
Okay. With that, I'd ask Cayucas to for a motion, or you made your motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Mayor Peters.
Okay. Morbay, similar motion?
Same motion.
Can we just
yep.
get the same motion?
Yes, you can.
I concur with Cayucas' motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, that's that. That was easy. Now we have to schedule our next meeting. When are we going to have something that we need to meet about? And I'm looking at the Bruces on that.
I'm thinking the next meeting is probably in mid to late January, so we can bring back a recommendation for award of contract.
Okay.
So the latter half of the month is probably gives us more time to work through the holidays and get that work done.
All right. Looking for 2010. So we've got our Thursdays. Do we decide Thursdays are better than Wednesdays?
Thursday's good.
I'm going to go for Thursday the 21st.
I think I have Community Action Partnership that night, I think.
Or Wednesday the 20th?
That wouldn't work for me.
Or
Tuesday the 19th?
Tuesday the 19th?
That sounds as good as me.
What about the...
Tuesday the
19th? Mr. Schultz, which Wednesdays can you not meet on? And do you have other restrictions?
Not right now. What you come up with, I mean, you know, what date then I'll look on it. Which date do you think? The 28th?
Tuesday the 19th right now.
No.
No? Did I hear a no out there?
How about the 20th? Somebody said the 28th. That would work for me.
28th.
Tuesdays are bad for Cayucas.
Okay.
It's the 28th.
28th?
Thursday.
Thursday the 28th. Everybody good on that? Okay, put it in your books.
Just a reminder that Morro Bay tends to do their committee interviews that last week of January.
Mm.
So,
no, we can
that's
schedule on a different day.
All right, that's not my concern would be that we'd be meeting 3 days that week in a row. If we had city council, committee interviews, and then JPA, I'm just saying.
Of January?
No,
this is November.
Yeah.
We'll work that out when it comes to it, but that looks like the date that's going to work for everybody.
I'm suggesting maybe a week earlier because I don't know if we want to do three meetings in a row.
There was availability a week earlier.
Okay. Not on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday of that previous week?
That's what I heard.
Nobody could do it.
Yeah.
Well, you all can't do it on Tuesday. Who can't do it on Wednesday and Thursday?
I have a conference.
That whole week?
I think the third Wednesday I'm with Community Action. With Thursday should be okay. The third.
But
Thursday.
That was Noah. Couldn't do that one.
And the second week of January?
Bird Festival.
But isn't the Bird Festival done by then?
No, it's Thursday. If you were going for Thursday.
Yeah, and I might add that the first 2 weeks in January may be too soon for us to finalize the recommendations. It would be nice to bring that recommendation back.
How about February?
No, that's okay. Let's go for the 28th. We can work our schedule around that.
Will that be here?
It's Cayucas' turn.
We'd be happy to host.
Okay. All right, so on the 28th, we will be meeting in Cayucas.
6 o'clock.
And do we have future agenda items?
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I would like to take advantage of the composting operation while we still have it and consider a range of tests suggested by the plant staff that would help us identify the constitution of the biosolids and consider some comparative analysis, as I've heard suggested in the media and so on, between commercial products and our own, because of the debate that's gone on recently in the media and with some members of the public. Interested to have that discussion now, see if the board thinks that's of value while we have the composting operation in action.
And I would welcome the conversation. I'm not so certain what constituents. Right now we're testing for over 150 constituents. So I'm not sure whether you want to compare to other products that are out on the street. I don't know if that really tells you anything in the long run. There are state, federal, and local guidelines that have been established. The compost easily meets and is well under all those guidelines. So I'm not sure. I've been watching the discussion, and I'm not sure what people are really looking for. If you want to go down the pharmaceutical route, and some of the other constituents, I'm not sure what comparative value you're going to have out there, and I'm not sure what you're going to get out of the conversation. I would love to have it, because I think we would come out looking really good, but I just want to make sure we structure that conversation in a way that's meaningful.
Yeah, and I think I completely agree with you, and I'd probably defer more to you and the water treatment plant staff to define the scope of those elements and what we would be actually pursuing there. My interest is to have take the opportunity that we have with the program to perhaps develop a little more detail and data about what we have been producing and really answer some of the questions that have been brought up in a way that shows the value.
Yeah, and I think that it's all good. I don't know if we could bring that back in a 6-week time period or even a 2-month time period. I could certainly sit down and talk with Dr. Coates at Marine Research and get some feedback from him. I could talk to Chip Appel, who's a Cal Poly professor, and see what his take on it is, and maybe give you some feedback there and see where we go from there. But really, I think we're some of the conversation has drifted into gross generalizations, and it's very difficult to bring to dispel the rumors and the negative generalizations that have been put out there. I do know there's a lot of information. People are doing a lot of research right now. Whether they have and can definitively define whether a constituent is bad or harmful may or may not be there yet. And the other question you have to do is you probably have to look at a budget. If you want to do further analysis, it would certainly cost you some money to do that. And I could probably get some base costs on that if you want to have that conversation.
Well, then the next question would be, does the council feel that this is important time-wise and money-wise to bring back and get an estimate of what it would involve? Do we have support for that?
Well, you know, we're already on the pending agenda items have our pharmaceutical testing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to tell us a lot.
Is that just for water?
It is.
My question was, is that just for water, not sewage, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of put that above the sewage one right now, what we're drinking. We're not drinking the sewage effluent. We're drinking the water, and that's what I want tested. So I'm more anxious in seeing those results than I am of the sewage at this point. Why don't we test those first, see where we're at, and then if we see a need to go further, then do it.
And I think my intent is more to invite staff if there isn't some idea that would be helpful or productive for us here in our community, but also just to take advantage of this leadership project while it's still alive to get as much information about what we've done. And I'm not really at this point qualified to define what that is, but I think I'd like from our council and hopefully the board to have that invitation on the table if it seems like staff has some ideas that would be worthwhile and suggest to us. So really it's more of an invitation to staff than anything else, and I'm not suggesting that we bring it back at this next meeting, but if the time's appropriate and seems like it would be worthwhile, then I would hope that we'd be willing to accept that information and consider any sort of further action.
And it's really just a discussion. It's not anything definitive.
Exactly.
It's bringing it up. How much would it cost? We don't even know the ramifications. So it's kind of like a pre-discussion to really.
Yeah.
So that'd be okay.
All right. Do I have a third council member that's supportive of that? Okay. Lacking one, then it would fall on you to just, you know, do the research, talk to Bruce, you know, get even maybe talk to his contacts, and then bring it back for us to discuss whether we want to put it on the full agenda.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right. Anything future agenda? Anybody else? And over here? All right. Then with that, we're adjourned. Thank you.